Hello, this is Douglas Eby, creator of the Talent Development Resources series of sites, including the Creative Mind and the Interactor. The following is a brief excerpt of an interview between Dave Asprey, founder of Bulletproof, and actor Brandon Routh, talking about his experience with the Bulletproof diet. It starts off with Dave Asprey.
I wanted to ask you about your story and kind of how you got to be where you are.
Yeah. Thank you to my friend Adam Carell and his brother Eric. Asked about if I tried this or heard about putting butter and coconut oil in my coffee. I'm like, are you crazy? He says, no. And he had on his phone the article at that time, the post, and I read it, and I was just kind of blown away by what you were talking about with fat, and my world was turned upside down, and I was intrigued. Instead of being scared, I was like, what is this? So that following Monday, I think, I was traveling, and from that, 2 days after I heard it, I basically transformed my whole diet and way of eating and started on Bulletproof coffee, and have had it every day with the exception of one day. Turned a light on in my brain that I didn't know was off. And it's made so many different changes for me, allowed me to have so many different changes, not just in my energy and in my ability to communicate and remember things and my social engagement, but also sleep and many other ways. So that's the short story. But so I've been basically bulletproof for a little over a year now.
So you brought bringing fat in for kids as well as for yourself. I mean, you noticed, obviously, if you went that hardcore after basically 2 days of increasing saturated fat in your diet, it was doing something your biology liked. Like it felt right.
It felt right. Yeah. I noticed that hunger changed. So when it was one of the first things I noticed, I didn't have sugar cravings as badly because I was getting full. And I wouldn't eat, as long as I had my vegetables and my fat on my vegetables and things with dinner, traditional dessert didn't sound as good because I was satiated.
Yeah.
And so I'd have a couple bites of dark chocolate or whatever it was, and I'd be satiated. And I can notice when I don't have enough fat, those are days when I feel, oh, I could really have something sweet, and that would be really good because it's not, I'm not getting enough from the fat. Also, just hunger, period. Like I could go 7-8 hours without eating. Not that anybody should do that, but there are times when that happens, and I didn't lose my mind. I didn't get upset. And you get cranky like I used to all the time. Helped with that. It's significant because I realized that, I was kind of a grumpy person sometimes, and I didn't realize it. That's the other thing that eating this way has helped me realize is being much more aware of myself, because instead of being anxious and fearful and some of these other things, my brain and cognition is more in control, so I have more energy to spend focusing inward and seeing how I'm reflecting myself throughout the world. You know, I always thought I was like a social person, but I kind of would be kind of a wallflower in group and friendly situations. Like amongst my friends, I would sit back and listen to conversations. Now I'm much more eager to engage in conversation.
Wow.
A lot of times it's because I'm talking about bulletproof stuff, which I'm very passionate about. Just like nonstop, my friends are like, well, Brandon, just shut up. He used to never talk, and now he just won't shut up. So that's been a big shift as well. So and then there's a whole work stuff. But.
So that's got to make a difference, though, when you're like on the set or something, because, you know, if you're in costume, I'm just guessing, I've not really been on a set in a real meaningful way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're in a place where you're not going to just pause and eat because you've got cameras and budgets and whatever. So to be able to keep your cool and keep your brain for 7-8 hours, I know for the little stuff I do, it's still liberating for me. But in kind of a high pressure situation, that has to have made a difference.
It absolutely has. I mean, I am an actor. It's much different than most people's profession. But stresses and anxieties, they're all similar no matter what field you work in, right? So there's pressure, pressure to perform, know your lines, look good, all of these things. And then on top of that, you have to be able to communicate with people. You have to be friendly. You don't have to, but it's in your best interest to be friendly to all the crew.
Right.
Know their names if you can. They're a lot and they're interchanging, so that's a challenge. But I like to do that when I can. So there are a lot of demands. And diet is always a hard thing because, you know, they have somebody making you food, they have catering, and they have craft service, which is but that's filled of filled with sugary stuff, donuts, things you can't eat, and even the catering, even though they're amazing chefs, the quality, food quality, is not up to my standards now, and so I've had to make modifications. And it's, while at the beginning I think I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Living this way and eating this way, I've found my own go-arounds and the way that it works for me. So I bring a lot of my own food. I source when I go to a new place. I search out a butcher shop. I go to the grocery stores. I find where I can get grass-fed this, pastured this, organic, and I'll bring it. I'll buy it myself at my own expense. It's worth it to me, and I'll take it, and I'll have them. Thankfully, they're great, and they make it for me.
So do people think that you're obsessive-compulsive about food?
My wife would probably say that at the beginning of this, because I was... I was like, I'm doing this. I'm eating fat. She's like, well, just slow down. You sound like a crazy person. And I was like, no, I don't. Like, this is awesome. I feel great. And I was. I was a little crazy. You're right, Courtney. And so I had to walk myself back off the crazy train. And I've, you know, modified a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's also she's been able to see, because I've done testing now. She's like, wow, your cholesterol is like amazing. And you haven't had any effects, and I see so many benefits, and she's, you know, on board with it too now. Not that she wasn't before, she's just urging caution.
It's scary. When I first started doing this.
Yeah, I was worried about it. I was worried about it too, but I knew how great I was feeling, so I was like, if I'm feeling so great, how can this be? I'm going to be wrong.
It's weird. I started doing, you know, Bulletproof Coffee, and I'd read the research. I believed the research, but I sort of was like, what if I die? Like, I'm going to do Bulletproof Coffee every morning with more than 2 tablespoons of butter, a lot more. I would do up to 8 when I first started. I couldn't get enough fat. It was like a drinking manna from heaven. And after a couple of years, when my cell membranes shifted, I don't want as much.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. And I've heard you talk about that before. And I was doing a lot more at the beginning. I switched between butter and ghee because I had a little bit of a dairy, still maybe have a little bit of a dairy thing, but was doing a lot of butter at the beginning, and I would do 4 or 5 tablespoons. I wouldn't do that much wouldn't balance it with MCT. I would do 2 to 3.
Yeah, that'd be too
beginning.
Much MCT.
But now I do 2 of each.
Yeah.
Two tablespoons of ghee and 2 tablespoons of brain octane every morning. And I realized that I have overall, so that has shifted a lot. My afternoon, evening intake varies. I don't keep track of it. But that I haven't needed. My body doesn't ask for as much in the morning. Yeah. I have less lethargy, for one. Brain fog cleared up. I mean, that's a lot from cutting out. I finally know what gluten does to me, at least gluten that's in beer. I used to drink, beer was my alcohol of choice, and I wouldn't drink that much. I'd like have a beer for dinner.
Yeah.
It tastes really good. Oh, a nice cold beer for dinner, right? And I'd have half a beer, and I go, man, I must be a lightweight. I feel drunk already. And then I stopped drinking beer when I got on the Bulletproof, cut gluten out. When I had, not beer, but I had recently, several months ago, I retested the gluten, had it, and I had the same effect that I had when I drink, and I didn't drink. It's like, what is it? I'm drunk, because it felt like I was drunk.
Yeah.
I was drunk on gluten.
It was
and
the opiate effect, right?
It was amazing. I was slurring my speech. I was having trouble walking around. It was bizarre. Now I know that it wasn't the beer. I wasn't that much of a lightweight. It was the gluten affecting me before the alcohol even did anything to me. So anyway, it's different for everybody, but that's how it was for me.